What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the Jay Wright Audio Experience. This is episode 7, and this episode is brought to you by YouBinge Media. Right now, I have here with me in the studio my girl, my homegirl, my best friend, Angelica. Say hi, Angelica.
Hello.
So, guys, I had a real well-executed plan for episode 7, but I had to throw an audible, only because I just got a really, for the better lack of sense of a word, disturbing phone call from a relative of mine who is, like, literally on the brink of just frustrational rage because of circumstances that he can't control. And it really, you know, really touched both of us real close, because this is somebody that's real close to us and family-wise, and they're about to embark on something that's going to put them away potentially for an indefinite period of time. So I just want to talk about, I guess the subject matter we really want to talk about is just perspective on just the reality of circumstances and just action and reaction. So action and reaction, basically. Due to not wanting to release names, but, you know, the subject matter, the story matter will be, you know, blemished a little bit to protect those that, you know, we're talking about. But to put a very long story short, right now we have some family drama going on at this point where somebody is at the verge. They're really making these really brash statements about how they want to kill this person, and they mean it. And, you know, I just want to touch down basis, you know, we just really want to touch down basis on just, it's really not that serious. I mean, you gotta play it out, you know. Yeah, I get it, in the short term you win because you proved your dominance, you proved that you can beat this motherfucker, you can kick this person's ass, you've really shoved it down their throat, or, you know, you really took it to them. But realistically, the consequences of your actions, and I'm not trying to go in any way with this, but right now the subjects I'm out of, you know, they're of the minority brand, so you know, I don't want to go into, like, police profiling, but it's just not a good look. When you don't live in the best neighborhood, you're wiling out, you know, you're being very sporadic, you're being very brash, you're being, you know, very gung-ho, like, this is, you know, I'm really gonna do this, please make sure my kids are okay. You know, when you start making those kind of statements, those are real life statements, and I just want to let you know, the local law enforcement is not gonna take that shit lightly at all. Would you agree, Angelica? Like,
exactly.
You know, just being a person of color, or just in general, you know, it doesn't matter what your color is. When you start making statements like that, and you're being loud, brash, if a neighbor hears that, if a walking bystander hears that, and they report that to the cops, do you think the cops are gonna show up, you know, wanting, you know, you know, to give out hugs and shit? Hell fucking no. They're gonna come guns blazing, because you're thinking, you know, they've heard, they've seen this. It's been too many instances where people are really serious about that shit. You know, they're going on a blaze of glory, and they're taking any cop they can with you. So you think they're gonna come handing out hugs? You're very wrong. So don't take that. They don't take that shit lightly, and I don't take that shit lightly, and we don't take that shit lightly. Cause and effect, man. Realistically, you know, and I gotta say this for anybody who thinks this has the same kind of personality, or just, you know, I get that you get to a level where you're just so mad, you're ready to take on the world. It's not worth it, because what's gonna happen next, and I'm just being practical with you, is it's gonna be reported, it's gonna be investigated, you're gonna be possibly interrogated and brought in for detainment, or being arrested for a misdemeanor, or even worse, a felony offense that stays with you forever. And then on top of that, it just really messes up your livelihood going forward. And then on top of that, if you get incarcerated, if you do something because you're just acting on emotion like that, you're gonna, and if you have children, or if you have extended family members, or just close family members, you're gonna put a very big pause on that, you know, on that relationship with that person, because you're going to be spending most of that time in jail or dead. I'm just being realistic with you. So I really want you guys just to think about cause and effect with these kind of things. Like, if you know people going through these kind of things, I really want you to speak up and then just tell them, like, there's better versions of what you're saying. You know what I mean? You can really stop it. You know, if you can't stop it, at least you can rest assured you said something that probably resonated with them, or just trying to put some real perspective in their life before they go off and make this decision. You know, you can't stop somebody from doing what they're going to do, but you can try. And I always encourage you trying, you know. I really want you guys to really let that sit in for a second, and just, you know, if you know anybody that's going through stuff like that, just really just try to reach out to them and just say, look, you know, when you got some time, we need to sit down and talk for real, because I can't watch you destroy yourself. I love you too much as a person. You know, I can't be a part of this. You know, I got to remove myself from the equation respectfully, because if you're so honest about this, I'm going to break down every scenario, what's going to happen. And it's 2018 going on 2019, and you know what I mean? We have access to YouTube, right? We have access to what else? You know, other than YouTube, what other social media platforms? I mean,
Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook, all that stuff, right? I mean, it's so easy to see, you know, the results of that. Like, especially when you have like shows like Live PD, Cops, and all that stuff, you see the outcome of this. You know, you're not the one in a million. Please don't think you are. It's not gonna happen. You're going down just like the rest of them. You know, people are trained to take you down in these kind of scenarios on a daily basis. You know, while we're sitting at home playing Xbox, binge watching our favorite series, exercising, reading books, going to school. You know, there's real people out there training for these scenarios on a regular daily basis. So, you know, I want you guys just to be, you know, keep that in mind. You know, it's not as sweet as you think. I get people, you know, act off emotion, but, you know, be practical. Please be careful out there too. You know, if you see erratic behavior like that, don't be afraid to report it. If you feel that that's what's, you know, has to happen, report that shit. Save a life. Stop something before it starts. Yeah, you know. So that's just something that I really want to just get off my sleeves, just because it kind of really hit home, and I just really give people that advice. Sit this person or sit that person's down, talk to them, mediate, be as brash as you can, almost brash enough to say, I'm willing to end our friendship over this, because I won't watch you suffer or destroy yourself. I won't. I love you too much, and I put the best emphasis you can on that statement. This is not because I'm just don't want to be your friend. It's just because I can't watch you destroy yourself with something so obvious, where you can just go onto YouTube and look up episodes of Cops and see people doing the same dumb shit and seeing what happens, the aftermath of all that. You know, you see people being incarcerated for life or just years. You know, who wants to have a newborn and then get incarcerated and then see the next time you see that newborn, they're 15? What? For one decision that was just one bad move, exactly. And how many?
Sometimes it's just better to sit back and do nothing.
It is. I mean, sometimes just
give your support, but you don't have to act on it.
You don't. We're better than this.
Especially in a situation that the person's probably gonna end up back with the person.
Yeah, and that's another thing we had to touch on, especially if it's one of those situations where it's just, you know, it's like a revolving door. It's just the same patternistic behavior, and, you know, it doesn't matter what you do. So what? Imagine this. You go do something brash because somebody you know is doing something, you know, their spouse is doing, you know, ill will to them, and you get in trouble because you act on it. And now, come to find out, after you've been incarcerated for X amount of time or whatever, having to pay certain type of fees, all that stuff, because you're going to pay something. No matter what it is, you're going to pay something. Just to find out that so-and-so are back together, like it never happened. So now you're paying the consequences of a brash action.
So you're in jail.
Now you're in jail, or
they're free.
They're free. You're in jail.
And they're probably gonna fight like 18 more times while you're in there. And guess what? You can't even do anything about it because you're locked up.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is not even worth it at the end of the day.
It's not.
It's really not. Man. You know, it's been some time since, you know, we've done this on the podcast, you know, about a good 2 weeks. And it's nice because at the time I sat back and absorbed things like a sponge and just found some stuff just to, you know, relate to the right nation. And this is something I feel that just really needs to be touched on because it's serious out here these days. It's, you know what I mean? There's no excuses anymore. There's the internet. Everybody has it. I saw a homeless dude with a cell phone the other day. Anything is possible. And that's some real life shit. Just because, you know, people are out there making it happen, no matter what the circumstances are, you know. So everybody has access to information. Everybody knows that, you know, consequences are a real thing. You know, cause and effect is a real thing. You know, like, I don't really have a lot of sympathy for people who, you know, and this is just a personal opinion. Don't take it for shit. I don't care. You know what I mean? If you don't like it, you don't agree, that's fine. But if you do heroin, or if you do drugs, or if you're just addicted to just your drug of choice, you know what I mean? Especially with, like, heroin, meth, all that stuff. You know, if you're a heroin addict, I'm sorry, but I have no love for you, no sympathy for you, because come on now. You know, it's so easy to see the end result before it even starts. So with that being said, you know what I mean? Play it forward. Play your strengths. And execute your best life. And speak up. Speak up. For real. Speak up if you see injustice going on. If you see anything that you find absurd, speak up. I know, you know. And I'm just talking about in the sense of, like, people just going to that next level unnecessarily. You know. So, you know, is there anything else you wanted to add? You wanted to tell Right Nation?
No.
No. We just kind of wanted to share our opinion and just our hypothesis on just this that's going on right now. And like I said, I'm not naming names. I'm not getting into specifics. But I just wanted to say that. Just put.
Well, this is the truth. Not every action.
Yeah.
Needs your reaction.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like.
Hashtag it,
do
people.
And yeah. You don't have to react.
Of course.
Sometimes you just gotta sit back. Let it play out. Give your support. And don't get too involved, because it's really not your place.
Yeah.
You don't know both sides.
Yes.
You're only hearing one side.
Oh, I like that.
That person could be doing bad too.
You know.
So there's always two sides to the story.
Yeah.
And that's why they say sometimes it's better just keep your business to yourself.
I 100% agree.
Stay in your lane.
You remember, people, stay in your lane. You heard it. Stay in your lane. Sometimes it's just, you know, do what you can. Don't put it on your shoulders too much, because you're only human. You can't live your life regretting if you would have, you know, did this or did that. Like, you do the best you can in the moment and then move on. And let them know that that's what you're doing. That's your intentions. I'm going to do the best I can in this moment, and I'm going to move on from this because, you know, I'm not on a path of self-destruction. And emphasize that. Let them know. I'm not on a path of self-destruction. I'm trying to, you know, I'm trying to live my best life in the best sense I can. When people make those type of decrees, they're on a path of destruction that I'm positive you guys don't want to be a part of. You know, it's too easy to see the consequences of the actions before you do them by just logging onto YouTube. I mean, people that live in the post-internet era, information traveled like a tortoise. I get it. It's hard to, you know, if somebody starts doing heroin and or meth, and I'm just using whatever for right now, just an example, in, you know what I mean, L.A. or Las Vegas, and that same person decides to do the same thing on the other side of the country, you know what I mean? It's not like they know any better. It's just because the lack of information, the lack of speed of information. But now, you just type in crackhead in Google, and Google will give you, will mess your whole reality and give you 9 billion mugshots of crackheads, convicted crackhead felons. You know what I mean? Because only all that stuff just leads to felonies and just there's a lack of being able to find work and a lack of just stability and being a lack of just being able to support yours. And just keeps adding to the problem. So don't be the problem, be the solution. You know, have the foresight. See if your friends are hanging out with, they're just trying to try to do or dibble dabble with. You know, the next time somebody's trying to encourage you on doing some like hard drugs, I don't care about weed, cigarettes, booze, but when people are trying to get you to do like ecstasy and just lean and all that other extra shit, you know, let them know, like show them like pictures. I would just instantly just pull out my phone, go to Google, and just, or I would just say, oh, hey Siri, show me pictures of crackheads, you know, and Siri would do just exactly that, and I would just show him straight to the face, this is your future, I'm good, like, if that's what you want, I'm good, bro, I love my teeth, I love my, you know, I love my relationships, I love my life, I love my health, I love my family, way more than just to, you know, be scratching my neck on ends, just sleeping under highway overpasses, like, I'm good, so, that's just something I just wanted to throw out there, just because it was on my heart.
I think it's a good topic.
Thank you. I think, you know, this actually wasn't...
It happens every day.
Yeah. It happens every day.
People
live
with so much regret.
And it... Preach. You're not wrong.
Acting on a whim will not get you anywhere.
Nope.
That's not the Lord's way, I'm telling you.
It's chess, not checkers, fools. That's what we're trying to tell you. Play the long game. Play it out. Never sacrifice your, you know what I mean? Never sacrifice your most important players in the game for pawns.
At the end of the day, we gotta look out for ourselves.
You know?
That doesn't make you selfish.
It doesn't make you selfish. That was a weird, I don't know, example, I guess. But it just felt right in the moment.
True sign of maturity and growth.
Yes.
Is when you can just turn the other cheek.
Let them know. I love it.
But everybody's at different stages in their life.
Yes.
But sometimes you gotta go through it to learn. But don't make this something you gotta go through like this. Like,
yes.
This is not the way you learn.
Yes. Preach. Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%. We're cracking bottles over here, you guys. You know what I mean? Hey. Like I said, this is what we do. Don't judge us. Don't judge us. We like to live our life and talk about topics and then get your input. Episode 6 had a phenomenal response, and I would just love for episode 7 to do the exact same and so on and then some. We want to know what you guys think about that kind of things. Like, do you have any stories you want to share? We can go into this whole spiel because, man, this really touched, you know, this kind of stuff. Like, you know, I lost my mother a few years ago, and it just made me appreciate life much more and just want just to keep promoting positivity and telling people there's a better side to life than just always living in frustration, hate, and just and in the moment. You know, I, you know, myself went through some real life shit, you know, and I bet you the rest of us have too, you know, so... Share it. Let us know. You know, we can. This is a really cool platform. We don't judge. We keep all the people who do out. You know.
And we can't save everybody.
We can't save everybody, but at the end of the day,
people gotta save themselves first.
Yes. Save yourself, so you can save the next person next to you, so they can save the next person next to them.
You can't help nobody.
Exactly. I mean, we're out here to help one another, aren't we? At the end of the day, think about it. We're one populace living on one rock floating through an endless void, possibly. Like, at the end of the day, if a building is collapsing, are you not gonna help? If you're not gonna, you know, if somebody's reaching out to save you, you're not gonna grab their hand because of like their gender, color, or their preferences, or their opinions, or no, you're gonna grab that person's hand, hold on for dear life, and hug them, and thank them for thank the Lord that they came into your life to save you. So, you know, same thing if a fire was going on, this, you know, you're gonna be mad at this person because they have, you know, just talking about just love one another, man. Love yourself first, but love each other too. You know, you can do both. And you can, there's different versions of doing things out there. That's all I'm trying to say. There's 100 billion ways to do that same notion, you know, with less animosity or whatever it is. So, kind of going on a wild tangent with that there, but hey. So, just let us know. Comments in the, you know, comment, you know, leave us some comments below. We respond very quickly. We're very interested to see what you guys say. It's awesome because we have people that just approach us all the time and just say, hey, love what you're doing. Keep doing it. And we say, thanks. We will. So, yeah, just wanted to talk about that cause and effect. You guys are the Lord and masters of your own ship, your own reality. Don't lose sight of that. Don't lose focus. Man, don't go crazy and do something that can't be, you know, reversed, you know. And I'm talking about death. I'm talking about incarceration. I'm talking about loss of friendships and loss of, you know, anything that really, really is resonates in you, you know, something that you can't replace just because you wanted to.
That moment when you wake up in jail,
yeah,
the first thing you're gonna think to yourself is, this has to be a dream, this didn't happen, if I could only have not done this. Well, guess what, it's too late, it happened, you can't change it, you can't go back.
Yeah,
that's the thing you have to remember.
What
it's what's done is done.
If you don't believe us, I'll tell you one thing you can do. And I promise we'll make a believer out of you. I want you to sit and binge watch episodes of Live PD, Cops, Southern Justice, Alaska State Troopers, whatever cop station you can find, and just binge watch hours, at least like 2 days worth of like content, right? And I promise you, you'll see a pattern that cops don't care. They don't give a fuck. They don't care. It doesn't matter. I see white people. I see Asian people, black people. You know what I mean? All sorts of people. Spanish people, too. I see it all. Every, it, you know, some people get the slap on the wrist, but it's very seldom. I mean, I've probably seen it a couple times out of 2 days of material. You know, and that's a couple out of 2 days. That's very little. So, 9 times out of 10, they don't give a fuck. That could be easily us. That could be easily
nobody
you.
Nobody's
safe when you make stupid decisions like that. Nobody's safe. They're out there. They're trained to hunt you down. That's all they got on their agenda. Don't sit there and say cops are like. I get it. In certain instances, it seems like too much of a coincidence. But to be realistic, when you watch just a bunch of cop information, they don't give a fuck in general. It doesn't matter. Like, a lot of us like to waste our time with, like, you know, they hate this color people. They hate these color people. They always pull these people over. They pull everybody over. And if you're lying to them, or you're being a dick, or you're just being secretive, or you're just hiding shit and it's obvious, they're going to call you out. You're going to think it's something racist when it's not. It's just you're being shady as hell, or you're just being fidgety, or you're just being weird. Something just out of the normal. So if you know what I mean, if you're not doing shit, you know you're not doing shit. So be cool. Like myself, every time when I get stopped, I'm cool. I have my papers ready for them. The second they walk up, I'm cool, calm, collected. I don't got shit in my car because I don't do that shit because I know that's what they're waiting for. So just play forward. You know, we all know they're out there looking for people transporting drugs and alcohol and driving under influence. We all know it's not like a foreign language or something hidden. It's pretty common. So be mindful. I'm not encouraging people to do all that shit, to, you know, drive with all that stuff. You're gonna do it, you better play it forward first. You better play for it like a motherfucker. I would say if you're gonna drive fucked up, don't. Call an Uber. I promise you, I'd rather pay a $20 Uber than a $2,000 lawyer. I promise you that. And that's just the low side of lawyers. So I'm just saying. Yeah, you never work. Then on top of it, if you got a baby mama, then she gonna use that as ammunition against you. You got a baby daddy who's petty and spiteful. He's gonna use that as ammunition against you. It's not worth it, people. It's not fucking worth it. Now you're on papers forever. Shit never goes away. And if you're, you know what I mean, it doesn't matter what race you are. It's just on, everybody is, like, everybody's on the scope. You know? I'm just saying, you know, I'm not perfect. I've learned from my mistakes, and that's why I'm on this podcast telling you people, I've learned from my mistakes, so please learn from, by watching Cops and all that other stuff, learn from everybody else's mistakes, and have some humility. If you're, you know what I mean, if you got something fucked up in your car right now, or if you don't even know what's in your fucking car right now, please take this time to go out to your car and clean that bitch out right now, because you will never know what the fuck is in your car. If you're just somebody who has a lot of shit in your car, and there's a lot of people that do that shit, take this time out right now to go into your car and clean that bitch thoroughly, just so you know, because all of a sudden you're like, oh shit, there's a whole bunch of empty bottles in the back seat. Yeah, that's going to be probable cause for them to search you, interrogate you, have you sitting on the fucking cold cement forever in handcuffs looking like a fool while people pass you and look at you like you're somebody, you know what I mean? Somebody ridiculous. So, yeah, just some friendly advice. Do that right away. If you, anything you travel in, if your motorcycle, if you have a van, a truck, please just take some time every day when you got a moment just to make sure that there's nothing that's going to get you fucked up by the police in your vehicle. That's another tip. I clean my car out as thoroughly as possible, as soon as possible, as much as I can. You know, we here at the J Ride Audio Experience, we always do that. Everybody here, we do. Because we watch too much Cops. Thank you, Cops, for giving us the plug on everything. I thank you for knowing how you guys get down. I'm not going to try to step on nobody's toes. I'm just saying thank you for giving me the heads up. This is, you know, how you do things. This is what you're looking for. I'm not doing shit. I promise you, I learned from everybody else's mistake. I'm not putting shit in my car. Fuck you. I got too much to go for me to have some bullshit charge on my record hindering me from doing the things I want in life for a stupid decision. So, and another thing, if you have friends that just encourage you to do stupid shit like that, drop them. Tell them about themselves. Encourage them. If they still continue those patterns, drop them. 100%. So, yeah. I think that's about it for now. Because we're actually... I'm so ready to hit the episode, to launch episode 8. Because I'm ready just to kind of go into that whole spiel. I might just make a transition and just go right into episode 8. Have a double whammy, that super long episode. We'll give these people a break for a little bit, but hey, we'll let you guys sit on that and marinate. So let us know what you think about, like I said. Give us likes, hit that subscribe button. It's the J Wright Audio Experience, and we're so happy that you guys have tuned in again. Episode 7. We'll see you soon on episode 8. What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the J Wright Audio Experience. This is episode 7, and this episode is brought to you by U-Binge Media. Right now, I have here with me in the studio my girl, my homegirl, my best friend, Angelica. Say hi, Angelica.
Hello.
So, guys, I had a real well-executed plan for episode 7, but... I had to throw an audible, only because I just got a really, for the better lack of sense of word, disturbing phone call from a relative of mine who is like literally on the brink of just frustrational rage. because of circumstances that he can't control. And it really, you know, really, really touched both of us real close, because this is somebody that's real close to us and family-wise, and they're about to embark on something that's going to put them away potentially for an indefinite period of time. So I just want to talk about, I guess the subject matter we really want to talk about is just perspection on just the reality of circumstances and just action and reaction. So action and reaction, basically. Due to not wanting to release names, but, you know, the subject matter, the story matter will be, you know, blemished a little bit to protect those that, you know, we're talking about. But to put a very long story short, right now we have some family drama going on at this point where somebody is at the verge. They're really making these really brash statements about how they want to kill this person, and they mean it. And, you know, I just want to touch down basis, you know, we just really want to touch down basis on just, it's really not that serious. I mean, you gotta play it out, you know. Yeah, I get it. In the short term, you win because you proved your dominance. You proved that you can beat this motherfucker. You can kick this person's ass. You've really shoved it down their throat, or, you know, you really took it to them. But realistically, the consequences of your actions, and I'm not trying to go in any way with this, but right now the subjects I'm out of, you know, they're of the minority brand. So, you know, I don't want to go into, like, police profiling, but it's just not a good look. When you don't live in the best neighborhood, you're wilding out, you know, you're being very sporadic, you're being very brash, you're being, you know, very gung-ho. Like, this is, you know, I'm really going to do this. Please make sure my kids are okay. You know, when you start making those kind of statements, those are real-life statements. And I just want to let you know, the local law enforcement is not going to take that shit lightly at all. Would you agree, Angelica? Like,
exactly.
You know, just being a person of color, or just in general, you know, it doesn't matter what your color is. When you start making statements like that, and you're being loud, brash, if a neighbor hears that, if a walking bystander hears that, and they report that to the cops, do you think the cops are going to show up, you know, wanting, you know, you know, to give out hugs and shit? Hell fucking no. They're gonna come guns blazing, because you're thinking, you know, they've seen this. There's been too many instances where people are really serious about that shit. You know, they're going on a blaze of glory, and they're taking any cop they can with you. So you think they're gonna come handing out hugs? You're very wrong. So don't take that. They don't take that shit lightly, and I don't take that shit lightly, and we don't take that shit lightly. Cause and effect, man, realistically, you know. And I gotta say this for anybody who thinks this has the same kind of personality, or just, you know, I get that you get to a level where you're just so mad, you're ready to take on the world. It's not worth it, because what's gonna happen next, and I'm just being practical with you, is it's gonna be reported, it's gonna be investigated, you're gonna be possibly interrogated and brought in for detainment, or being arrested for a misdemeanor, or even worse, a felony offense that stays with you forever. And then on top of that, it just really messes up your livelihood going forward. And then on top of that, if you get incarcerated, if you do something because you're just acting on emotion like that, you're gonna, and if you have children, or if you have extended family members, just close family members, you're gonna put a very big pause on that, you know, on that relationship with that person, because you're going to be spending most of that time in jail or dead. I'm just being realistic with you. So I really want you guys just to think about cause and effect with these kind of things. Like, if you know people going through these kind of things, I really want you to speak up and then just tell them, like, there's better versions of what you're saying. You know what I mean? You can really stop it. You know, if you can't stop it, at least you can rest assured you said something that probably resonated with them, or just trying to put some real perspective in their life before they go off and make this decision. You know, you can't stop somebody from doing what they're going to do, but you can try. And I always encourage you trying, you know. I really want you guys to really let that sit in for a second, and just, you know, if you know anybody that's going through stuff like that, just really just try to reach out to them and just say, look, you know, when you got some time, we need to sit down and talk for real, because I can't watch you destroy yourself. I love you too much as a person, you know. I can't be a part of this, you know. I gotta remove myself from the equation respectfully, because if you're so honest about this, I'm gonna break down every scenario, what's gonna happen. And it's 2018 going on 2019, and you know what I mean? We have access to YouTube, right? We have access to what else? You know, other than YouTube, what other social media platforms? I mean,
Instagram, Twitter,
Facebook, all that stuff, right? I mean, it's so easy to see, you know, the results of that. Like, especially when you have like shows like Live PD, Cops, and all that stuff, you see the outcome of this. You know, you're not the one in a million. Please don't think you are. It's not gonna happen. You're going down just like the rest of them. You know, people are trained to take you down in these kind of scenarios on a daily basis. You know, while we're sitting at home playing Xbox, binge watching our favorite series, exercising, reading books, going to school. You know, there's real people out there training for these scenarios on a regular daily basis. So, you know, I want you guys just to be, you know, keep that in mind, you know. You know, it's not as sweet as you think. I get people, you know, act off emotion, but, you know, be practical. Please be careful out there too, you know. If you see erratic behavior like that, don't be afraid to report it. If you feel that that's what's, you know, has to happen, report that shit. Save a life. Stop something before it starts. Yeah, you know. So that's just something that I really want to just get off my sleeves, just because it kind of really hit home, and I just really give people that advice. Sit this person or sit that person's down, talk to them, mediate, be as brash as you can, almost brash enough to say, I'm willing to end our friendship over this, because I won't watch you suffer or destroy yourself. I won't. I love you too much, and I put the best emphasis you can on that statement. This is not because I'm just don't want to be your friend. It's just because I can't watch you destroy yourself with something so obvious, where you could just go onto YouTube and look up episodes of Cops and see people doing the same dumb shit and seeing what happens, the aftermath of all that. You know, you see people being incarcerated for life or just years, you know. Who wants to have a newborn and then get incarcerated and then see, the next time you see that newborn, they're 15. What?
For one decision
that was just one bad move, exactly. And how
sometimes
many?
Sometimes it's just better to sit back and do nothing.
It is. I mean, sometimes just
give your support, but you don't have to act on it.
You don't. We're better than this.
Especially in a situation that the person's probably gonna end up back with the person.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's another thing we had to touch on. Especially if it's one of those situations where it's just, you know, it's like a revolving door. It's just the same patternistic behavior, and you know, it doesn't matter what you do. So what? Imagine this. You go do something brash because somebody you know is doing something, you know, their spouse is doing, you know, ill will to them, and you get in trouble because you act on it, and now come to find out after you've been incarcerated for X amount of time or whatever, having to pay certain type of fees, all that stuff, because you're going to pay something. No matter what it is, you're going to pay something. Just to find out that so-and-so are back together like it never happened. So now you're paying the consequences of a brash action.
So you're in jail.
Now you're in jail,
and
or you're
free.
They're free. You're in jail.
And they're probably going to fight like 18 more times while you're in jail. And guess what? You can't even do anything about it because you're locked up.
Exactly. Exactly. Which is not even worth it at the end of the day.
It's not.
It's not. It's really not. Man. You know, it's been some time since, you know, we've done this on the podcast, you know, about a good 2 weeks, and it's nice because at the time I sat back and absorbed things like a sponge and just found some stuff just to, you know, relate to the right nation, and this is something I feel that just really needs to be touched on, because it's serious out here these days. It's, you know what I mean? There's no excuses anymore. There's the internet. Everybody has it. I saw a homeless dude with a cell phone the other day. Anything is possible. And that's some real life shit. Just because, you know, people are out there making it happen, no matter what the circumstances are, you know. So everybody has access to information. Everybody knows that, you know, consequences are a real thing. You know, cause and effect is a real thing. You know, like, I don't really have a lot of sympathy for people who, you know, and this is just a personal opinion. Don't take it for shit. I don't care. You know what I mean? If you don't like it, you don't agree, that's fine. But if you do heroin, or if you do drugs, or if you're just addicted to just your drug of choice, you know what I mean? Especially with, like, heroin, meth, all that stuff. You know, if you're a heroin addict, I'm sorry, but I have no love for you, no sympathy for you, because come on now. You know, it's so easy to see the end result before it even starts. So with that being said, you know what I mean? Play it forward. Play your strengths. And execute your best life. And speak up. Speak up. For real. Speak up if you see injustice going on. If you see anything that you find absurd, speak up. I know, you know. And I'm just talking about in the sense of, like, people just going to that next level unnecessarily. You know. So, you know, is there anything else you wanted to add? You wanted to tell Right Nation?
No.
No. We just kind of wanted to share our opinion and just our hypothesis on just this that's going on right now. And like I said, I'm not naming names. I'm not getting into specifics. But I just wanted to say that, just put
it. Well, this is the truth. Not every action needs your reaction.
There you go.
You know what I mean? Like,
hashtag it, people.
Do things and you don't have to react.
Of course.
Sometimes you just gotta sit back, let it play out, give your support, and don't get too involved, because it's really not your place.
Yeah.
You don't know both sides.
Yes.
You're only hearing one side.
Oh, I like that.
That person could be doing bad too.
You know.
So there's always two sides to the story.
Yeah.
And that's why they say sometimes it's better just keep your business to yourself.
I 100% agree.
Stay in your lane.
You remember, people, stay in your lane. You heard it. Stay in your lane. Sometimes it's just, you know, do what you can. Don't put it on your shoulders too much, because you're only human. You can't live your life regretting if you would have, you know, did this or did that. Like, you do the best you can in the moment and then move on. And let them know that that's what you're doing. That's your intentions. I'm going to do the best I can in this moment, and I'm going to move on from this because, you know, I'm not on a path of self-destruction. And emphasize that. Let them know. I'm not on a path of self-destruction. I'm trying to live my best life in the best sense I can. When people make those type of decrees, they're on a path of destruction that I'm positive you guys don't want to be a part of. You know, it's too easy to see the consequences of the actions before you do them by just logging onto YouTube. I mean, people that live in the post-internet era, information traveled like a tortoise. I get it. It's hard to, you know, if somebody starts doing heroin or meth, and I'm just using whatever for right now, just an example, in, you know what I mean, LA or Las Vegas, and that same person decides to do the same thing on the other side of the country, you know what I mean? It's not like they know any better. It's just because the lack of information, the lack of speed of information. But now, you just type in crackhead in Google, and Google will mess your whole reality and give you 9 billion mugshots of crackheads, convicted crackhead felons. You know what I mean? Because all that stuff just leads to felonies and just just a lack of being able to find work and the lack of just stability and being a lack of just being able to support yours, and just keeps adding to the problem. So don't be the problem, be the solution. You know, have the foresight. See if your friends are hanging out with, they're just trying to try to do or dibble dabble with, you know, the next time somebody's trying to encourage you on doing some like hard drugs, I don't care about weed, cigarettes, booze, but when people are trying to get you to do like ecstasy and just lean and all that other extra shit, you know, let them know, like show them like pictures. I would just instantly just pull out my phone, go to Google and just, or I would just say, oh, hey Siri, show me pictures of crackheads, you know, and Siri would do just exactly that, and I would just show him straight to the face, this is your future, I'm good, like, if that's what you want, I'm good, bro, I love my teeth, I love my, you know, I love my relationships, I love my life, I love my health, I love my family, way more than just to, you know, be scratching my neck on ends, just sleeping under highway overpasses, like, I'm good, so, that's just something I just wanted to throw out there, just cause it was on my heart.
I think it's a good topic.
Thank you. I think, you know, this actually wasn't...
It happens every day.
Yeah. It happens every day.
And
it
happens with so much
regret. Preach. You're not wrong.
Acting on a whim
mm-hmm.
will not get you anywhere.
Nope.
That's not the Lord's way, I'm telling you.
It's chess, not checkers, fools. That's what we're trying to tell you. Play the long game. Play it out. Never sacrifice your, you know what I mean? Never sacrifice your most important players in the game for pawns.
At the end of the day, we gotta look out for ourselves.
You know?
That doesn't make you selfish.
It doesn't make you selfish. That was a weird, I don't know, example, I guess. But it just felt right in the moment.
The true sign of maturity and growth.
Yes.
Is when you can just turn the other cheek.
Let them know. I love it.
But everybody's at different stages in their life.
Yes.
Know? But sometimes you gotta go through it to learn. But don't make this something you gotta go through like this. Like,
yes.
This is not the way you learn.
Yes. Preach. Mm-hmm. I agree with that 100%. We're cracking bottles over here, you guys. You know what I mean? Hey. Like I said, this is what we do. Don't judge us. Don't judge us. We like to live our life and talk about topics and then get your input. Episode 6 had a phenomenal response, and I would just love for episode 7 to do the exact same and so on and then some. We want to know what you guys think about that kind of things. Like, do you have any stories you want to share? We can go into this whole spiel because, man, this really touched, you know, this kind of stuff. Like, you know, I lost my mother a few years ago, and it just made me appreciate life much more and just want just to keep promoting positivity and telling people there's a better side to life than just always living in frustration, hate, and just and in the moment. You know, I, you know, myself went through some real life shit, you know, and I bet you the rest of us have too, you know, so... share it, let us know, you know, this is a really cool platform. We don't judge, we keep all the people who do out, you know,
and
we can't save everybody, but at the end of the day,
people gotta save themselves first.
Yes, save yourself so you can save the next person next to you, so they can save the next person next to them.
Exactly.
I mean, we're out here to help one another, aren't we? At the end of the day, think about it. We're one populace living on one rock floating through an endless void, possibly. Like, at the end of the day, if a building is collapsing, somebody's reaching out to save you, you're not going to grab their hand because of, like, their gender, color, or their preferences, or their opinions, or... No, you're going to grab that person's hand, hold on for dear life, and hug them and thank them for... Thank the Lord that they came into your life to save you. So, you know, same thing if a fire was going out, and this, you know, you're going to be mad at this person because they have, you know, just talking about just love one another, man. Love yourself first, but love each other too. You know, you can do both. And you can, there's different versions of doing things out there. That's all I'm trying to say. There's one, there's 100 billion ways to do that same notion, you know, with less animosity or whatever it is. So, kind of going on a wild tangent with that there, but hey. So, just let us know. Comments in the, you know, comment, you know, leave us some comments below. We respond very quickly. We're very interested to see what you guys say. It's awesome because we have people that just approach us all the time and just say, hey, love what you're doing. Keep doing it. And we say, thanks. We will. So, yeah, just wanted to talk about that cause and effect. You guys are the Lord and masters of your own ship, your own reality. Don't lose sight of that. Don't lose focus. Man, don't go crazy and do something that can't be, you know, reversed, you know. And I'm talking about death, I'm talking about incarceration, I'm talking about loss of friendships and loss of, you know, anything that really, really is, resonates in you, you know, something that you can't replace just because you wanted to.
That moment when you wake up in jail,
yeah,
the first thing you're going to think to yourself is, this has to be a dream. This didn't happen. If I could only have not done this. Well, guess what? It's too late. It happened. You can't change it. You can't go back.
Yeah.
That's the thing you have to remember.
What?
It's what's done is done.
What's done is done. If you don't believe us, I'll tell you one thing you can do, and I promise we'll make a believer out of you. I want you to sit and binge watch episodes of Live PD, Cops, Southern Justice, Alaska State Troopers, whatever cop station you can find, and just binge watch hours, at least like 2 days worth of like content, right? And I promise you, you'll see a pattern that cops don't care. They don't give a fuck. They don't care. It doesn't matter. I see white people, I see Asian people, black people, you know what I mean? All sorts of people, Spanish people too. I see it all. Every, it, you know, some people get the slap on the wrist, but it's very seldom. I mean, I've probably seen it a couple times out of 2 days of material, you know, and that's a couple out of 2 days. That's very little. So nine times out of 10, they don't give a fuck. That could be easily us. That could be easily
nobody
you.
Is, safe from that.
Nobody's safe when you make stupid decisions like that. Nobody's safe. They're out there. They're trained to hunt you down. That's all they got on their agenda. Don't sit there and say cops are like. I get it. In certain instances, it seems like too much of a coincidence. But to be realistic, when you watch just a bunch of cop information, they don't give a fuck in general. It doesn't matter. Like, a lot of us like to waste our time with, like, you know, they hate this color people. They hate these color people. They always pull these people over. They pull everybody over. And if you're lying to them, or you're being a dick, or you're just being secretive, or you're just hiding shit and it's obvious, they're gonna call you out. You're gonna think it's something racist when it's not. It's just you're being shady as hell, or you're just being fidgety, or you're just being weird. Something just out of the normal. So if you know what I mean, if you're not doing shit, you know you're not doing shit. So be cool. Like myself, every time I, like, when I get stopped, I'm cool. I have my papers ready for them. The second they walk up, I'm cool, calm, collected. I don't got shit in my car because I don't do that shit because I know that's what they're waiting for. So just play it forward. You know, we all know they're out there looking for people transporting drugs and alcohol and driving under the influence. We all know it's not like a foreign language or something hidden. It's pretty common. So be mindful. I'm not encouraging people to do all that shit, to, you know, drive with all that stuff. If you're gonna do it, you better play it forward first. You better play it forward like a motherfucker. I would say if you're gonna drive fucked up, don't call an Uber. I promise you, I'd rather pay a $20 Uber than a $2,000 lawyer. I promise you that. And that's just the low side of lawyers. I'm just saying. Yeah, you never work. Then on top of it, you got a baby mama, then she gonna use that as ammunition against you. You got a baby daddy who's petty and spiteful. He's gonna use that as ammunition against you. It's not worth it, people. It's not fucking
now
worth
you're
it.
On papers.
Now you're on papers forever. Shit never goes away. And if you're, you know what I mean, it doesn't matter what race you are. It's just everybody is like, everybody's under the scope, you know. I'm just saying, you know, I'm not perfect. I've learned from my mistakes, and that's why I'm on this podcast telling you people, I've learned from my mistakes. So please learn from, by watching Cops and all that other stuff, learn from everybody else's mistakes and have some humility. If you're, you know what I mean? If you got something fucked up in your car right now, or if you don't even know what's in your fucking car right now, please take this time to go out to your car and clean that bitch out right now. Because you would never know what the fuck is in your car. If you're just somebody who has a lot of shit in your car, and there's a lot of people that do that shit, take this time out right now to go into your car and clean that bitch thoroughly, just so you know. Because all of a sudden, you're like, oh shit, there's a whole bunch of empty bottles in the back seat. Yeah, that's going to be probable cause for them to search you, interrogate you, have you sitting on the fucking cold cement forever in handcuffs, looking like a fool while people pass you and look at you like you're somebody. You know what I mean? Somebody ridiculous. So, yeah, just some friendly advice. Do that right away. If you, anything you travel in, if your motorcycle, if you have a van, a truck, please just take some time every day when you got a moment, just to make sure that there's nothing that's gonna get you fucked up by the police in your vehicle. That's another tip. I clean my car out as thoroughly as possible, as soon as possible, as much as I can. You know, we here at the J Ride Audio Experience, we always do that. Everybody here, we do, because we watch too much Cops. Thank you, Cops, for giving us the plug on everything. I thank you for knowing how you guys get down. I'm not gonna try to step on nobody's toes. I'm just saying thank you for giving me the heads up. This is, you know, what, how you do things. This is what you're looking for. I'm not doing shit. I promise you, I learned from everybody else's mistake. I'm not putting shit in my car. Fuck you. I got too much to go for me to have some bullshit charge on my record hindering me from doing the things I want in life for a stupid decision. So, and another thing, if you have friends that just encourage you to do stupid shit like that, drop them. Tell them about themselves. Encourage them. If they still continue those patterns, drop them. 100%. So, yeah. I think that's about it for now, because I'm so ready to hit the episode, to launch episode 8, because I'm ready just to kind of go into that whole spiel. I might just make a transition and just go right into episode 8, have a double whammy, that super long episode. We'll give these people a break for a little bit, but hey, we'll let you guys sit on that and marinate. So let us know what you think about. Like I said, give us likes, hit that subscribe button. It's the J Wright Audio Experience, and we're so happy that you guys have tuned in again. Episode 7. We'll see you soon on episode 8.